Hare Krishna. We are not programmed machines. We are the possessors of programmable machines. Atheists sometimes argue that we have no free will, that the notion of free will is an illusion, that we are actually simply our neurons. So whatever way our neurons are connected and programmed, that is the way we function. And they say that the notion of free will is an illusion which we need to go beyond, recognizing that we are simply the chemicals that are there in our body. However, these very atheists who argue that we have no free will, they often write books which they claim will convert intelligent people from believers to non-believers, from theists to atheists. In fact, one prominent atheist has written a book where he says, you religious people, if you read this book, you will give up your faith. So if you don't want to lose your faith, if you are intellectual cowards, don't read this book. So of course, he's very presumptuous and offensive. But the point is that here, what is he doing? He is actually telling us to believe in a thought system which says that we have no free will. And for adopting that thought system, he is asking us to read his book. And he's telling us that we have the option whether to read his book or not read his book. Now, if we have the option to read his book, that means we have free will. And if after reading his book, if we are convinced, then we will become atheists. Then that means again we have free will. So, we require free will even to believe in the thought system that tells that there is no free will. So this is utterly self-contradictory. And the such self-contradiction is a result of reductionistic belief systems which are propagated by atheism. Krishna talks about this in 16.9 in the Bhagavad Gita when he states, Etam drishtim avaishtabhya nashtatmano alpabuddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagatohita. He says, Etam drishtim avaishtabhya. When people accept such a vision, in 16.8 he has described that vision. What is that? Asatyam aptishtham te jagadahur anishwaram. That the world is anishwara. That there is no God in control. Those who think like this, nashtatmano alpabuddhaya. They destroy their soul. That means they accept thought systems which deny the reality of the soul. And alpabuddhaya, they are less intelligent. Because they propagate ideas which are self-contradictory. So the Bhagavad Gita explains further about this programming. Yes, there is programming. You know, we are all programmed. There is a side of us which is programmed. But that is not our essence. Our body is programmed to behave in particular ways. So for example, when we see some delicious food, our body is programmed to secrete saliva. But although the body is programmed to secrete saliva, we are not our body. We are the operators of our body. We are conscious beings. And as conscious beings, we can choose whether to act according to the programming of the body or to choose another course of action. So for example, a person who has diabetes, even for that person, the tongue may salivate on seeing sweets. And one may be inclined to eat it. But if the diabetic person makes a discipline that no, I am not going to be eating sugar items, sweets, and gradually, what will happen? The programming can be changed. And by determination, people can change their tastes. So people who are addicted to certain habits can give up their addictions and become sober human beings. So that means we are not just programmed machines. We are souls. Who are the operators of bodies which are not programmed machines only. Yes, the bodies are programmed machines. The bodies are also programmable machines. There is a programming in the body, but the programming can be changed. And that programming, when it is changed, our behavior can be changed. And the possibility of changing our programming is what opens the opportunity for human development, for human growth, and for ultimately human liberation. So the whole purpose of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, is to change our programming so that presently we are programmed to be attracted to the world and its objects. But we can change our programming by which we become attracted towards Krishna. And then the bodily programming coincides with the soul's natural longing. And when the longing of the soul and the programming of the body are harmonized, then even in this world, we can experience joyful absorption in Krishna and will be guaranteed that at the end of life, we will attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.